Yo, every time I
Hey.
be so hyped. Like, this is like a production.
A
I'm
production. Yes,
here
indeed.
it. What up, y'all? Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit. This is the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We are excited that you are here to join us on this raw and unfiltered exploration as we share our personal stories, our triumphs, and our challenges to inspire and uplift. In this world, we know that we are often encouraged to mask our struggles, but we are choosing to lead with love and vulnerability. It's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we are here to be the voice of the things that you might not have verbalized or even thought about so we can get to the root of the shit and heal. So this year, we are definitely making sure that we're popping that shit. And that starts by letting you know who we are. So my name is Kimberlyn Kim. I am an educational advocate, activist, consultant. I am an intuitive melanated life coach. I am a visionary, a motivational speaker, virtual producer, professional frolicker. And I'm also an expat who is currently living back in Medellin, Colombia.
Hey, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So I'm so happy that you are back in your happy space.
Oh,
Okay.
Jesus.
You are back in your happy space. You
I'm so
deserve it.
ready.
And I am here for it. So, hello, everyone. My name is Bianca Goolsbee. I am a digital strategist, an activist, and consultant. I'm also a private investigator and a receipt collector. So, you better put some respect on my name, baby. I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we educate, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. I'm also an intuitive melanated life coach where we are empowering others to find their path to freedom and fulfillment. I'm a digital nomad, so I'm working wherever there's Wi-Fi, and I am currently at the state capital of Florida, Tallahassee, aka Tallanasty.
Okay. I wasn't ready for that. But okay. Is that like commonly known?
Yeah, there's some people that call it Tallanasty.
I've never heard that in my life. Did you believe me? I was
I didn't see your face. I didn't see the live reaction, but now I see it.
sorry, I was not expecting that. Okay, Tallahassee, let's go on
Hey.
with it.
Hey.
Woo, all right. So we have three keys, y'all, that we operate by here: accountability, transparency, integrity. We're committed to doing that, committed to keeping it real. We're gonna speak freely. We're gonna be as ridiculous as we feel like we wanna be, as serious as we feel like we wanna be, and anywhere in between. Okay. And what we really want from you is to engage with us, go on this journey with us. We are not experts at all, but we are facilitating the conversation using our lives as examples. So we definitely want this to be a collective space and where you get to participate in this journey and bring people with you. You know, this is a space where we get to do this together, right? So after every show, we always get like comments and messages, and people are like, oh my God, that was so good, and blah blah blah. Like, mark your calendars, we here. Every 2 weeks,
That's right.
okay, we're streaming. This sounds like a fire alarm. Hold the phone, Jesus.
Oh boy, and this is live. Yes, indeed.
Hold
Well,
on.
we gotta hold and press
Real life
pause.
is happening. Pause
Yes,
the space.
indeed.
I guess it was a false alarm. But you know what's so crazy is at my old apartment, remember the fire alarm used to go off all the time, right? And just got super desensitized to it. That has never happened in that joint loud. Okay. So, all right. But we good. Everything is good, under control. All the things. Okay.
Whew. Yes, okay. Indeed.
Look, I'm on the 16th floor. So
bro. So I was like,
okay, where are my shoes? Where are my bag? Like, I'm about to have to be running. All right.
Ooh,
Lord.
Ooh.
Christ is a
burden,
child.
Amen. We are glad that that was a false alarm, baby. Because what? Yes, go ahead. Go ahead and drink your water, please. Okay. Because what? But I'm just so glad that everyone is here because we are committed to doing the work to heal. And this has just been a very interesting journey for me personally. But as I talk to Kimberlyn very frequently, the stuff that she shares with me, I'm like, okay, so we on this same boat. And then I just got a phone call before this live and I was like, yeah, so you got it going on too. And then a week before that, someone else called me about something else. And it's just like, life is life in.
Facts.
People Facts. Are people in.
Absolutely.
And we got to love on each other around here. Love is the highest frequency. And I'm always going to say that because that is something that my grandma instilled in me. And this is the time, Kimberlyn, where she got sick. And I was with you in Colombia. And I was frustrated because I wanted to touch her and I wanted to be near her. And I couldn't because I was in Colombia. And to just see this moment, almost a year since her passing. Grief, man, grief. So please love on one another. So before the fire drill, you had went through the community keys and you were getting ready to do your quick updates.
Yeah, so just wanted, like I was saying, that we're going to be here every 2 weeks. We stream on Facebook and on YouTube on the Life I might as well just say Heal That Shit because that's the easiest way to get to it, is Heal That Shit on Facebook and on YouTube. So there are playlists that are housed on our YouTube pages, but we really want to build this community and make this a separate thing that has its own legs and that it does its own thing. So it's not living under Minding My Black Ass Business. It's not living under Teaching for the Culture. It's its own type of community. So that's where we are, right? So if you have not already, please like, subscribe, comment, click your notification button, like all the things that the YouTubers say that you're supposed to do. We are on all platforms. So IG, TikTok, YouTube, and Patreon. And Patreon is where you can get behind the scenes access and really see all of the things that the shenaniganery, if you will, the extra shenaniganery that goes into our world, because it is a very interesting place that we live in. So if you're interested in all of that behind the scenes and all that kind of stuff, and some even more unfiltered conversations, because there are certain things that we're not going to release publicly, but I will let you know what one of the things is. So we working on these draft cards, right? Because the dating scene is very interesting, you know? So we working on a draft, okay? And so we each got cards and brackets. My cousin is in on this too. I don't know if y'all caught, me and my cousin have a new podcast called So You Think, So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese. And we just had our first inaugural episode earlier today. Whoop, whoop. But between me, her, and Bianca, we got we got these draft situations going on. So that kind of stuff is living over there on the Patreon. Like, it's a lot going on in these industries. So, if that sounds like something you're interested in, please do go look us up at Heal That Shit on all those platforms. And again, we are here every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. streaming on Facebook and on YouTube. So, having said that, I wanted to do a quick spirit check because I intentionally did not talk to you today because I know that we like will talk and then it's like we talk now, what we're going to talk about on the show and like all that and like it stinks. So I don't know how your spirit is feeling today. And I'm really interested in what your spirit is feeling like. So I'm going to put this graphic on the screen. If you want to kind of go through by color or however, or maybe you land somewhere in the middle, I'm not quite sure. But how is your spirit feeling today?
Today I am a yellow. I'm not doing so well and I need support. And I need support from the community. I need support from you and the rest of the village. That is where I am. And there's so many people that are probably unaware, but like I just got out of the hospital. Trying to, again, have all of this pressure where my chest was tight, where I felt like I couldn't breathe. It was difficult for me to breathe in. And I get emotional just even thinking about this spirit check because this is one of the most vulnerable times that I have been on any platform out loud about I'm not doing okay. Usually when I'm not doing okay, I'm like, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I'll see you later when I'm doing better. But I'm in a really deep spot where I feel so much pressure that is on me. And life is life and people are people in, but I just can't wait for that opportunity of stillness to really come and take shape to where I can breathe and I can breathe deep with ease.
I have some more. I have questions about that, but I will go ahead and contribute how my spirit is feeling. Then we can just roll on over into our transparency moment. My spirit today is in between blue and green. So I am in a pretty good place. I'm almost shocked that I don't feel pressure and overwhelmed because I feel like that had kind of become just a mainstay. I would wake up and then it's just like this stuff, you know, just pulling at me every which way. But I don't feel that right now. And I feel very... It's almost been weird. Like every morning I wake up for the past few days and I've been like, I'm peaceful and I feel content and I feel happy. And it's weird because just a couple months ago, you know, just a few weeks ago when I was in Mexico still, I was not good. So, it's definitely, it's very interesting and it's a testament to how changing your environment can change your mental state. So I feel good and I am working on, I'll say aloud, not being afraid of that feeling and that it's going to get ripped away at any moment. Because that is then the fear that comes in behind it. It's like, okay, I feel good, but also where's the other shoe and when is the other shoe gonna drop? Mm-hmm. And I am trying my hardest not to do that. So I'm gonna just say, yeah, I feel good in this moment and I feel happy. So yeah.
Yeah. And you deserve that. Like, just knowing your story and how you have been through some really tumultuous waters, like, a girl, I am so proud of you. And I am so happy for you. I am so happy to see your selfies that you send and your purple hair and how joyful you are and just being like, all right, here I am, this crayon, and I am going to color up this world where I'm at. And so that was on my spirit to share with you how proud I am of you, continuing to color wherever you go. Now, my bonus mom has told me for right now to leave the purple paint alone. She says that I'm leaving purple paint and that I need to stop doing that right now and stop with the purple paint. So for my bonus mom, she knows who she is. there's no purple paint right now. We are just in stillness and we chilling.
That's funny. Got it. Okay, cool. So then let's go ahead and roll into our transparency moment. Because we have not really, like I said, I kind of haven't been talking to you on purpose because I knew there was a lot going on. But also, the last time that we had a show was right before my birthday. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Because the people want to know what you did for your birthday. If you was out there in the streets frolicking, and what did that look like? I know your DMs and your messages was swinging, baby. So please tell the people how you were celebrated, because you deserve all good things.
Yeah, it was really crazy. And it was actually a bit overwhelming, but I let myself feel it. But I'll start off. So my birthday was on Valentine's Day. My birthday is February 14th every year. Because people be like, you know how like Thanksgiving changes a Mother's Day. I'm like, every year is Valentine's Day. Yes, since I was a child, every single year. But prior to it, so my birthday was on a Wednesday and last Wednesday. But prior to that, I went to the zoo. So I make this video and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to go to the zoo and see the animals. Are you still there? Are you frozen?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was like, I couldn't tell. I was like, is she just smiling or is she frozen?
No, I'm smiling. So, you got your bracelet on?
No, I don't. Actually, I had taken it off when I was taking the shower. But anyway, so speaking of the bracelet, I got my a birthday present, and it was a bracelet. So I'm an Aquarius. And it's really funny because I never really felt like I behaved like an Aquarius prior to this season of my life. Ma'am, relax.
Oh, now you see my facial expressions. Got it.
So I never thought, let me continue on with my thought. I never thought that I really was an Aquarius. Like, I was just very much like, oh yeah, I don't really relate to that. In my free form of me just throwing whatever the hell out, I am very Aquarius. So it was very funny. But anyway, so I got a bracelet that had the Aquarius symbol on it. And then the person that gave me the bracelet also had a matching bracelet with their zodiac. I hate you so much. So anyway, we went to the zoo And it was a very nice time. I enjoyed the zoo. It's actually like we walked to the zoo from where I was at the time. So it was very nice. So went to the zoo, saw the animals, all of that. Great time. So then what was crazy is at that time at the zoo, I get fever blisters, and a lot of times I get them on my nose, which is weird. And it's been happening since I've been in fifth grade, and it's a thing. But my nose started breaking out. So on my actual birthday, like I didn't post a whole lot of videos because also I was just trying to just be in a moment. But on my actual birthday, like my nose was broken out. So now like the scabs and stuff are gone, but it was like I had to get medicine. Like it was crazy. But I didn't even care. I didn't even care. That's how happy I was. I was just like, I don't even care that my nose is broken out and I look like Rudolph. Like whatever.
Not Rudolph.
No, it was bad. It was bad. I have a couple of videos that I was like, I really do need to like upload these because it was bad. Like my whole nose was red and it was crazy. But I didn't even care. Like it didn't even matter to me because I was just happy. I was like, I'm happy. And it was so crazy that I kept saying, I'm happy to be here. Aww. Because probably around December, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it to this birthday. Like, I really don't know. Like, I'm doing everything I can to try to have some type of something to want to be here, but I don't have a lot of that. So that was my goal, was to make it to my birthday. And I didn't expect to be happy. Like, I just expected to just be like, I made it, you know, like, all right, I'm still here. So to add the additional layer of also feeling happy about being here, it hits a little different, you know, and I'm like, wow. Like, I actually feel happy to wake up. And like, I actually feel happy to open the blinds. And, you know, I've been eating, which probably sounds very strange when I say that, but you know, I struggle to eat every single day. And there are days that I've been eating twice a day, like with no problem, you know. So it's just stuff like that is I'm noticing that I feel better and I feel happy. So that was really cool. And to celebrate my birthday and actually be happy about my birthday and be content on my actual like day of my birthday, I was in here watching podcast episodes. Like I had a blast with myself. Like it was a good time, you know? But that's what I wanted to be doing. Like I wanted to just be sitting there chilling and just relaxing and being happy. And I was. So that is what I did for my birthday.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, I did that and then I found a new apartment and I'm really, really excited about my new apartment. And it's so crazy. So did I tell you about the girl that owns the apartment?
Yes, you did. And you showed me the video of the apartment. So I already identified my room and where I'm staying. So we are good to go. Now, if you want to tell the people about the lady you met, I'm here for it. But I just want to put it on record of where my bedroom was and where I'm staying. So all hearts and minds are clear. If there was any confusion or questions.
The number of comments and the number of, there's actually already been two people that's been like, I bought my ticket, I'm gonna be there. But it is so funny because I was cracking up, like the number of people that were like, ah, bet. So what does March look like? Like what is it's hilarious. But yeah, so I found the apartment and it was so interesting because the lady that owns the apartment, she and her family are firm believers in plant-based medicine and being healers and leading with love, as you know, you mentioned earlier. Just like, it was like this divine intersection of, girl, who are you and where did you come from?
Yes,
she
indeed.
Grew up in the U.S., but she is Colombian. And it was just, it was really, really, really wild to just make this connection. And it was also interesting because I've stopped like being so regimented and planning, and I've started to just allow the day to unfold as it was, right? So that was the only thing that I really had to do for that day, was to go and see the apartment. And because I wasn't like, let me hurry up and rush and let me go here and get to the next place, I was able to take in the totality of that experience and meet some really incredible people. Mm-hmm. So that has kind of been where my life has been lately, is just, I feel like I wake up and I'm like, all right, God, what will you have me to do today? And even if that is, let's say, turn on YouTube. I get on YouTube, I'm watching what I'm watching, and something always like, oh, this sparks an idea, or maybe we should do this, or whatever. Like, I'm allowing my days to unfold as opposed to me trying to control what my days look like. And it feels much more natural for me. And it doesn't feel like I'm fighting myself all the time, because sometimes I feel like I'm fighting myself because I'm trying to stuff myself into a box that I don't really want to be in, but I'm doing it because I quote unquote have to. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want to do that no more. So I'm trying out this new way. I'm trying out this new way to see what happens as it happens. So that's my transparency moment and updates and such.
Yes, indeed. I like what you said about just letting the day just happen and letting it flow, and not trying to control it. It's something that I've actually struggled with, and I want to actually try it the way that you're doing it. Just mm-hmm. being and just let it flow, and not try to plan so much to then where nothing happens and then you beat yourself up. And it's just, again, self-deprecating behavior, I feel like, with these cycles of wanting to do so much and just knowing that the capacity is only so large.
Right.
And that balance of making that impact that you want, but also taking care of yourself and self-care and self-preservation out here, as life is life and people are people in this world. So,
yeah.
Heard.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. So I would be interested to see what that feels like in your spirit. It's hard though. I don't wanna make it seem like it's easy, because when you're used to having like all of these pressures and like putting pressure even on yourself, it's hard. So like, cause I didn't work last week, right? For my birthday, I didn't work. And the entire week, I was like, you should be doing something. You need to be doing something right now. And I was like, I'm resting. Like, this is my birthday week. Like, I'm enjoying it. It was like, but you just wasting time. Like, and next week, you're going to be overwhelmed because you could have did something this week. And I was just like, silence, silencio, por favor. So it is difficult when we're in the habit of always feeling like, but I find that when I'm in that mode, I do feel calmer in my spirit. Mm-hmm. And that is more important to me than making myself do all these things that are technically not life or death. Like, it's fine. If I don't send this email today, what is the worst that's going to happen? You know, and then having so many things on a list can also become paralyzing for me. Because then I don't know where to start. And then it's just too damn much. And now I'm not doing anything. So it's better for me to allow myself to do something, which might lead into the next thing, than trying to overload myself to do everything. And then I do nothing. And now, like I said, I beat myself up all day. So that's what I'm trying out right now. You know, I'm going to have to let you know how it goes.
Yes, indeed. You're going to have to report back in 2 weeks and let all of us know how that's going for you, for sure.
Yeah. All right, your turn.
Oof. All right. Well, community, I am here to have this vital conversation and to provide some updates with me in particular. I've been very transparent about my journey as it relates to my medical needs as far as my heart and the things that were happening with that. I did find out in December that my heart, although I have a mechanical parts and inside of my heart to help it function. On top of that, I have a pacemaker, a battery to help my heart pumping and functioning. The issue that I'm having with the regurgitation is still present. One of my atriums are still getting larger, meaning that it's only time as far as what happens next. And the doctors just have me on watch until something else happens. As I shared earlier, that I was in the hospital this weekend. And so I had difficulty breathing. My chest was hurting. It was a lot of pressure. And there are a lot of things that have been causing this pressure, to be honest. Some is self-induced. Others are things that are outside of my control. But there's a couple of things that I think that the community could help me with. And this is why I said, yellow, I need support, and you got to shoot your shot and ask for what you need. So the first thing is that many of you know I'm now divorced. It's been 2 months since I've been officially divorced from my ex-wife. And so with that, having to relocate to a different part of the state, Tallahassee, and that has been a very interesting and very expensive experience, to say the least. On top of that, then we have this trademark dispute that we vaguely talked about two episodes ago, but now I'm going to be doing a lot more talking about it. So much so that I'm actually getting back behind the camera and actually will be going live on Friday. Friday is something that is going to be major for me because it's been a while of me doing a live behind the camera by myself. But also, there's so much to unpack with that, that I need people to understand that we have been in this work and in this journey to help advocate for children. And we have been through some really traumatic things because of our fight in advocating for children. And right now in this vital time, we are dealing with an individual that has not been operating out of the three keys. I don't need to add a legit in front of that because the documentation is in black and white. Mm. It's to the point where our trademark attorney is looking at the other counsel on the other side and is like, how are y'all pushing this through the court system? And we're talking about federal trademark court. This individual has applied for three different trademarks. All three were denied. And we are now in this phase because they have petitioned the federal court to revoke our trademark because they claim that they have first use, which the receipts are not clear. And it's very evident that there is none, because if there was, we would have seen it already by this time. So there's a couple of things that I need personally and that the organization needs and just the world in general. Excuse me. Let me hydrate. One, honey, baby, I'm snitching on Friday. So I need y'all to come on over to my live, okay? It is Petty B Reloaded, okay? You hear me? Petty B Reloaded. You will see me on Friday. Y'all ready? At 9:30-ish. Mm-hmm. We are going it back old school, the way that I love to, and we're going to have a good old time on Friday morning. I want y'all to come on. We're going to have a good conversation. There's going to be some videos. If Kimberlyn, if you want to join, because I didn't even tell you, If you want to come join the live, you can come join the live and the community partners that are a part of Teaching for the Culture. You can come join the live too. Okay. If you are available and you want to come, please do. If you have a show on the Teaching for the Culture Network, we got plenty of them. Come on and let's have this conversation, because there is an individual, one individual that is the owner of this LLC based in Connecticut, that created their organization after Teaching for the Culture and has decided to put us through thousands upon thousands of dollars in legal fees. Okay. We are talking thousands of dollars of legal fees to fight for something that's rightfully ours. And if the person had receipts, we would not be here. But unfortunately, this person does not have receipts, and I'm snitching. We all are. And so I just wanted to just put that disclaimer out there that Petty B Reloaded is here.
Yes.
Because after this trip in the hospital, because of all this pressure, something's got to change. I have been holding a lot, and I haven't been saying a lot. Mm-hmm. But when I tell you, I'm saying it all. So this is a warning, okay? Risa Tisa done told her 50-part series, and God is blessing her by telling her traumatic story. And when I tell you, I am snitching like it ain't nothing around here. Because in the midst of me dealing with my heart, in the midst of me dealing with my mental health crisis, in the midst of me dealing with heartbreak, betrayal, and having to move across the state, I am still showing up. There are people still calling our office, which we can't really support right now, because we are sending our attorney copious
Everything.
Amounts of information He's that's being not. Asked for. When I tell you, I can't wait to show y'all the video clips of us going through the documentation, and y'all gonna see some of that on Friday. And I just can't wait. But when I tell y'all, I need that support. I need that village. And usually I don't ask for much, maybe, you know, some paper drives here and there. But when I tell you, if I've attended your child's IEP meeting, if our organization has advocated for your school, if we have provided some type of value in your life, I'm telling you, I need you. We need you, because there is so much that's happening behind the scenes, and I can't wait to expose it all in the business life and my personal life. Because the fact that I've had to fight to make sure that I get good quality health care because I have a pacemaker. This is the stuff that can break people down to where they don't want to get up anymore. This is the type of stuff that is so demoralizing to people that they need that support and that assistance to go from place to place. We need that village. We need that support, and I need it. I'm speaking for me. So the first part of the transparency moment is that I'm going to be on live Friday, 9:30-ish. Make sure you tune in to my page for that. The second thing is
it's
that
it's going to be on your Bianca Goolsbee page.
It's going to be on my Bianca Goolsbee page. And it's also going to be on Teaching for the Cultures page too.
Okay.
The second thing is, I'm glad that you asked me that. Let's retract Teaching for the Culture. In that it will be just strictly my page. If there's clips that will need to go to Teaching for the Culture, I'll do it that way. But as far as streaming it, I'll stream it on my personal page. Thank you for that point of clarification. Mm-hmm. And also, we need your financial support with this trademark dispute. Our trademark attorney needs at least $6,000. If not more. I feel like she needs more for all the stuff that she is dealing with. And in the midst of her helping us with our trademark situation, she has her own crisis at home with her family that she's dealing with as well. When I tell you, people are just going through life So you never know what someone else is going through. And this is why you should always be kind, and love is the highest frequency. I know I haven't always been kind on the internet street. So I'm taking accountability for what I was. And this is why Petty B Reloaded is here. It's going to be different. And I just really thank y'all for your support. I thank y'all for loving me. Thank you for the comments that you have provided me. Just even doing this and coming back on here, I was nervous, y'all. Kimberlyn was like, oh, hey, girl, we coming on. And I was like, you know, God did tell me that this is something that I needed to do. And I'm slowly but surely getting back in the groove of it. And I'm very excited for what Friday is going to bring, but we need your support. So there's going to be some updates that I will be posting on my personal page. And then as far as Teaching for the Culture is concerned, the coalition, the collective, we will need to be having a vital conversation, because at this point, there's conversations that the team has had about maybe we should just kind of shift our name and change it to something different, because we don't want to be associated with what this woman is doing over here. And we don't want any confusion down this line moving forward. And so there are some people that have came to the table with some really great ideas. And if you're one of those visionaries that want to be a part of the collective, then reach out so that we can have that conversation. Because right now is a vital time for us to get together and really build what this could look like. Because we have school board candidates that need support. We have elected officials that need support. We have children that need support. Parents and caregivers that need support. Hell, us, we all need support. So we need to support each other. And so this is my long-winded transparency moment to tell you, no, I am not okay. I am trying my best to navigate these waters, but I was up all day pulling receipts to respond to this trademark dispute. And I'm tired. And so there are some things that I need to make sure that I'm in a better position. And there are some things that we need to make sure that Teaching for the Culture is in a better position in to continue to do this work, because the receipts are clear as day that the work is being done and the impact is being made. So that's my transparency moment.
I appreciate that. And I want to just underscore and reiterate, if Teaching for the Culture, if Bianca, on behalf of Teaching for the Culture, has shown up in your world in any way. And I have only seen snippets of the inbox. I know that inbox be in shambles with the number of people that be looking for you to step up and looking for us to advocate and send emails and collect information and make phone calls and show up at school board meetings. And like, the work has been copious. So we need those testimonies. We need those, the actionable supports. And I'm sure you'll have more for us on Friday of what that looks like to, you know, specific calls to action and such. But it's pretty fucked up to have something that you've built and put literal blood, sweat, and tears into, and go about protecting that in the way that you're supposed to. And for us to have been dealing with this for 2+ years now of someone being disingenuous and just outright lying. And it's, I don't have another way to describe it, but fucked up. So I kind of go back and forth. Of course, I'm a do whatever Bianca wants to do. But I be like, I be going back and forth to burn this bitch down. To, you know, all right, let's come off the ledge for a second. But it's a lot. It's been a lot, and I know that you have been holding a lot, and that is a continuous concern for me. And I know that I have said that to you many times. But I'm proud of you for really just being able to say, I can't hold this on my own and I need help, because I do know that that is difficult for people like us who are used to taking care of shit.
Having to figure it out.
Yeah.
Being that strong friend for everybody else.
Right. Right. So I know how much it took for you to get to the point of honoring your capacity. And I think that that is what's most important, you know, when it's all said and done. So I appreciate you sharing that. Anything else for your transparency moments?
You have mentioned it earlier about the draft cards. And I just want to say, like, out here in this world where, you know, I'm divorced, so I'm out here single and talking to different people and interacting with different people. I just wonder. And I wonder, like, can we all honor the three keys? Like, can we just be accountable? Can we be transparent? Can we operate with integrity, please? Like, I have just gone through some experiences where it also was like, yeah, I really need to spend more time with just me right now in this season, because I have also gotten myself into some stressful situations trying to pull and uplift others, because that's naturally what I want to do, is to leave people better than how I found it, but not at my detriment. I can't do that anymore. I help finance political careers, and here I am trying to fight to make sure that I get the best health care now. Like, I have to focus on me. And so My transparency moment is just me saying this out loud to hold myself accountable for, look, if you can't understand where I'm at in my life, I am so sorry, but also I'm going to do me. I am going to choose me. I am going to find my joy, my freedom, and my fulfillment in everything that I do, because I literally have a battery that is attached to my heart. My life looks different.
Yeah.
So what I can't do is to take on extra projects and take on extra people and take on extra things that are not in alignment. We're going back to the word of 2024, alignment. And that's just where I'm at. And I decided for Valentine's Day that I was going to write a love letter to myself, that I wasn't going to go out on a date and to have that type of environment, because baby, the inboxes are jumping, baby. I just want to say, like, whoa, okay. And equal opportunity employer too. So I also want to let that out, because there has been some confusion. So I just want to just let that out, you know, okay, I'm open. All right. But also I am choosing me in that. And so I wrote the letter to myself and I felt really good, to the point that I actually made a free resource for people if they wanted to write a letter to themselves and maybe just needed some guidance on how to do that. So I'm going to post the link in the chat of this live, and also in the comments, so you can get access to it for free and write a love note to yourself. It don't have to be just on Valentine's Day. You right. can write a love note to yourself every quarter if you wanted to, a quarterly check-in, and writing a love note to you, because who else better to love you than right. you? And yep. so that's where I'm at, is loving me in such an intentional way where anything else that's outside of is not going to feel right in my spirit. And I've been accepting things that I shouldn't have. And God has been reminding me that I deserve so much more yeah. and that I will receive that. I just need to listen, be intentional, and be mindful with what I accept and what I receive into my mm-hmm. life. And mm-hmm. so that is my message to y'all as well. As we're in this, please audit your village. Please be intentional with the people that's in your circle, who has your ear and who has access to you. Because right now in this season, healing and shit, not everybody needs to have access to you. And that is something that I have been learning on this journey, baby. And I am here for the ride.
I'm so proud of you. Say you're like, she be listening. She be listening. No, I'm really, really proud of you. And it's interesting. My psychologist and I were talking last Friday, and she kept saying to me, "What do you want?" Like, she just kept saying, "What do you want? And what does that look like? What does that sound like? What does that feel like?" Right? Because she was like, she felt like I got distracted and I've lost me in all of this, right? But as I'm finding me, learning how to accept, appreciate, and love those pieces of me that are just so different from who I was in this previous life. It's mm-hmm. wild. Like, when I go back and I think about, for instance, when I lived in Tampa, what my life was like and how I had to exist in spaces, I do not know who that person is. Like, I really don't. There is, even when I look at who I was when I lived in Mexico City versus who I am when I'm in Colombia, like, it's two completely different people. And she just kept telling me, you have to fall in love with every piece of yourself. Mm. And I was like, girl, that's what I've been doing. She was like, there's more. Mm. In this concept of falling so deeply in love with yourself that you know who you are, right? So, like, for instance, you had told me earlier, somebody was like, you real attractive, right? And you was like, I know. Like, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that I be saying, right? Like, when folks like, you are so, what old boy told me, he said, your energy, like, is just so contagious. And I was like, yeah, I'm a vibe. Like, I know that about myself. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's like, because I know that about myself, you're not coming and telling me anything that you're about to sweep me off my feet about me, because I know who I am. I know that yeah. I'm a vibe. I know that people are attracted to my light. I know that when I speak, people listen, and that my words change lives. I know that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you're gonna come, you're gonna have to come with something else that you, because I already know that, right? Which kind of segues me into what I wanted to talk about for the rest of our time, is this Reese Tisa situation, because this has been, I'm not gonna say triggering, because I don't necessarily feel like I'm triggered, but it has been a real reminder from whence I have come. Mm-hmm. Because that could have been me. So before we get into it, do you want to give a recap of Reese Tisa? And because you're the one who introduced me to it.
Oh, child. I think that you would do the recap more justice, because you like to color it in. I will just say, before you do the coloring in, I'm gonna just do the little outline real quick, and then you okay. color the outline. This video series was first launched on TikTok. If you don't have a TikTok account or you're not on TikTok, there have been people that have actually taken all 50 parts and have placed it up on YouTube so that you can watch the entire series if you want. Each episode is around 10 minutes and it is describing a tumultuous relationship that started right before the pandemic. And so, Kimberlyn, if you could just provide the people that type of relationship that they were in.
Yeah. So I'm definitely just going to give a high level overview. As Bianca said, it's 50 parts. Okay. I am going to say, if you're interested in listening to it, listen to it on 2X speed or 1.5. Some people
1.5. I like it.
I was good on 2X, but speed it up. Okay, because she does speak very intentionally and very slowly in certain times, and you know, this, so it's you got space to speed it on up. So let me just say that if you want to listen to 50 parts, but basically the gist of the story is that Risa T is a Memphis man, very charismatic, very handsome, nice build, whatever. Met this man on Facebook and they started dating. And then soon after that, COVID happened. And because of that, they decided to quarantine together when the city was shut down. This was in Atlanta. So they did that. And in spending that time together, they were getting to know each other and decided that they wanted to pursue a relationship. That then led to, I don't want to do this just for fun. Like, we actually need to be going somewhere. Okay, you know, then let's work on getting married. She winds up getting pregnant and also subsequently has a miscarriage. They go through different phases of trying to get life together. So buying a house, buying cars, there's a whole lot of hiccups and things, miscommunications, if you will, I'll just call them loosely, that happened during the house buying process and the car buying process. But again, you know, constantly sharing stories, the getting ready together, like all of these things. And basically, the spoiler alert is that he lied about everything. Everything. Since the story has come out, the 50-part series, someone has also leaked his identity. And so now Risa Tisa has had to guard herself and secure her life because this man is crazy. So that's also happened. There have also been a previous ex-wife, a previous ex-stepson, and I believe it was one more person that came forward and corroborated the things that Risa Tisa was saying. Basically, it what she said is what happened. So that's kind of the recap. That's the very loose. I was trying not to give too many spoilers. So if you still want to watch, you can watch. So I have a lot of thoughts about it. And I know I had sent you a couple, like, you know, like, girl, what? Twins? Like, what? Like, what? Moments. But I think the overwhelming thought that I walked away with after watching it, and I watched it all. I watched all 50 parts. I watched the live. I watched the additional commentaries of the people that came out. Like, I watched it all. And what I thought to myself was, that could have been me. Like, I am so grateful that I did not get married to that man. I am like, and it doesn't sound like there were aspects of physical abuse in their relationship, but imagine all of that stuff that man was doing and physical abuse. That's what my experience was like with a pathological narcissistic liar. And it's so outlandish. Like, the thing that kept sitting with me was because in the commentaries, I heard a lot of people like being very judgmental about her and her experience. And, you know, she was slow and she didn't get, you know, or she was stupid and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, as I'm listening to that, all I'm thinking to myself is that's why nobody comes to you when they're in danger. Mm-hmm. Because I don't need you to tell me in the middle of an abusive relationship that I'm slow and stupid. That's not helping anything. I've said that to myself every fucking day, all damn day, the entire time I've been trapped in this shit. So that's not helping me for you to let me know how stupid and slow you think I am. So it's like, you might not be saying that to a person, but you know people who are in these types of situations currently, or you know people that are trying to work themselves out of these situations, and you're going to sit up there and say things like, well, I didn't know, and they should have did this, and blah, 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 blah. And then if something happens, now you at the funeral crying. Mm-hmm. When they should have been able to come to you, but because you're so judgmental in your spirit, then they don't feel safe coming to you. And I know how frustrated my friends were and my family was when I was trapped in that relationship. Like, so I just stopped talking. That's what happens, is that they just stop talking. It's not that things get better. They just stop talking about it because they realize that if they talk about it, you're going to say they're slow and stupid. So even if you don't say it, your tone, your, you know, whatever, it's like they're not going to do it. They're not going to feel comfortable coming to you and saying, I need help to get out of this situation. So in some of my advocacy work for people who have survived abusive relationships and domestic violence is understanding how to support somebody who's in this type of relationship, because it's hard. It is difficult when you can see things so clearly because you're standing on the outside. But trust and believe, if it was just that simple to just leave, they would have just left. Mm-hmm. So it's clearly not that damn simple. You think somebody wants to wake up and get their head knocked in every day, or you won't think somebody wants to wake up wondering if they need to sleep with a weapon under their damn pillow, or if they need to like be concerned about if this person is going to come home, they're walking on pins and needles, is this person telling me the truth, or they're sleeping with somebody else? Nobody wants to live like that. So if somebody is living like that, why are we not approaching that with empathy to be able to figure out what is happening instead of just discarding them and being like, well, they dumb and stupid and slow. So it's whatever, they must like it. Like, it is so baffling to me. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like after I watched it, I just got so frustrated because the number of people that were like, well, she was dumb. And like, she kept trying to paint the context. Like, first of all, this is during COVID. Everything was crazy as fuck during COVID. Like, so don't act like this was just a regular time where everybody, you know, is like just operating at maximum capacity. Like, we was all fucked up during COVID and trying to figure shit out. Like, what are you talking about? So on top of that, then she talked about the pressures that is put on women specifically and of a certain age to get married by a certain time, to have children by a certain time in order to be considered successful. Then she's a plus size woman. So then she talked about the pressures that there are for a plus size woman to be grateful for somebody even looking in your direction, because you should just be happy that they chose you. All of that comes together for this toxic cocktail of how somebody can wind up in that situation. Mm-hmm. And I remember with my ex, the first thing that man said to me was, don't worry, I like big girls. That's the first thing that nigga said. Was that a red flag? Absolutely. Did I continue going? Absolutely. Because I thought he was charismatic. He's driving a certain type of car. It looks like he works out. He's like got himself together. Turned out that motherfucker was a dumpster fire. But you don't learn that until you're too damn deep in. Now you're too deep in. Now, you can't talk to nobody else about it and everything is falling the fuck apart. But instead of me being able to come to you, I'm going to come to you and you're going to tell me I'm slow and stupid? Mm-hmm. The fuck? So that's what I was like, that's what makes me triggered, if you will. That's what makes me angry about the situation, because why do we place more vigor, more outrage, more passion directed towards the person who was harmed than this nigga who was sitting up here lying all his damn time? You know what I mean? Like, it don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
People realize, damn, she was this, she was that. They doing think pieces on her. Where the think piece on him? Because she shouldn't have had to do all of that. She shouldn't have had to hire a private investigator to figure every damn thing out if we just operate by the three keys. So that's what I was thinking when I watched it.
Honey, first of all, I think about the power of social media. Putting my hat on and being like, all right, y'all. So there was a lot of different elements that came to play in this situation, and I need people to be very intentional. This woman came on the internet to do a story time, which was very therapeutic for her, as she wanted to get that out and to talk about it with other people. And her goal was, if I could just save and help one,
yeah,
that her job and her mission would be complete. And in the midst of that, was able to touch so many people. So while in the comments, there were a lot of judgment, mm-hmm, I also saw a lot of people that had a lot of empathy, but also, mm-hmm, felt that her story resonated with some of the things that they were dealing with, which is what exactly you're explaining of how you empathize with her because of your experience with who you was dealing with. And as I was watching, I was like, oh, so we gonna do segments on who the F we marry? Bro, sign me up, bro, because I got some stuff to get off my chest, baby. Because I got the receipts, baby. Because what? And I also saw people that intentionally inserted themselves that caused so much harm.
Yes.
Whether intentionally or unintentionally, the harm was caused. And the power of social media, of how things can spread so quickly, how narratives can shift so quickly, to how people can have all of these think pieces and, mm-hmm, these thoughts from the experience that they have behind these screens.
Yeah. With somebody else's story at that.
And so I just want to just uplift that we need to be also very careful on the parasocial relationships that we are forming with content creators and people that we follow, going back to auditing the village.
Can before you go to auditing the village, can you talk about what parasocial relationships are? Because I don't know that people really know what that means.
Absolutely. So the definition and how it's defined and used is when a person develops a type of attraction, and it doesn't have to be intimate sexual in nature, but it is, you are very invested into that person, their life, their character, how they show up. And I'll use it in the context of children to make it easier for adults to understand. So your children are looking up to influencers, and they have developed a relationship with those influencers. That relationship, that is defined as a parasocial relationship. They look at some of these people with so high regard, mm-hmm, as if that is a mentor or, mm-hmm, if it's a friend. In some cases, some of the parasocial relationships are so strong that the bond between that child and that influencer is actually stronger than the bonds that they have in their own house. Mm-hmm. These are scientific studies, folks. This is something very serious. So if your child has a relationship with someone outside of the house stronger than you, then that is a key indicator that there's something that's happening and should be looked at. But in the context of how I was using it earlier in parasocial relationships, the people that you follow are very important. You need to be mindful of the people that you follow. All of us do, because what we have access to and what we see and what we are constantly inundated with, it is important. And even in this, her ex-husband has since created a TikTok account and has since made videos and has said things that I'm sure has triggered her, because he has basically said that she is still his wife. And I'm sure that the only reason why he is doing that is because that this is a viral moment that he can try to capitalize on. And since the attention is what he likes based on what has been presented by the other individuals that have spoke out with their experience with Jerome McCoy, I think that this also opens the door of, hey, y'all, so how can we have better relationships with the internet? Because what is happening in this particular situation, she felt unsafe when he was exposed in a way that she didn't think he would be exposed, but by someone
because she didn't expose him.
She did not say his name, and she did not provide a bunch of information in order for that to happen. Now, of course, someone could find out what her real name is, go look at the clerk of court and see who, you know, who she divorced. That's public record. Okay. You know, but also it didn't necessarily need to be on the internet.
It didn't need to be at all. And it's to your point of saying, like, inserting yourself into somebody else's situation and not thinking about the impact that that can have on that other individual, right? So you framed it like in parasocial relationships in regards to children, but this is not just something that children do. There are grown ass people that are doing this. Like, think Nicki Minaj and the Barbs, Beyonce and the Beehive, Kanye West supporters. Like, people that they feel so strongly about this person that they do not know in real life. They do not know them, okay? But they out here going to war on behalf of this person. Like, think about Trump and his followers. Like, these are grown ass people, okay? Yeah. Like, I just want to make sure we're not thinking this is something that just children are doing. This is something that grown ass individuals are doing. So we got to know that that's not healthy, right? It's not healthy. And a lot of times we'll say things, I feel like, you know, oh, that's my best friend in my head. That's one thing versus you now out here fighting on behalf of this person. You out here, like, actually, I don't know if y'all have seen Swarm. Did you ever watch Swarm?
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, that was interesting.
Like, it's a what you want to call it? I forget what the damn word is right now, but it's like a fanciful idea of what happens, but these types of things happen. And I do feel like that is what happened when that girl inserted herself into Risa Tisa's story. And you just not thinking about how you're not doing this to, because I'm sorry, I just need to talk about her for a second, because Risa said to her, "Can you please take down the video?"
Yeah. That was that for me.
It's not your story to tell. Can you please take down the video? And she doubled and tripled and quadrupled down about why she had a right to keep up a video that could put somebody else in harm's way for herself, because, and it had to be about you getting clicks off of this, you getting likes off of this, you getting monetized off of this. That's the only, because you don't even know this lady for you to do that. You know, like, and she had even said, and this is something that I think people forget. Somebody else said this today when I was watching something. This is her real life. And that's the thing that I think people forget. And it's one of the places that I know both of us have sat in as being somebody who sits in front of a camera and talks about things is people get desensitized to the fact that we are real people.
Yeah.
And like, this is a person. Like, we are people. You know what I mean? Like, and you might feel some type of way about what has been said and all that kind of stuff, but these, we are people. So I hate, like, when I see, even with celebrities, like, I hate when people idolize celebrities to this place of being like, they should be the moral standard for it. These are regular people that have just so happened to become famous because of whatever situation, right? Whether they chose the entertainment industry or whether they were forced into it. But at the end of the day, these are people. They're people. And when we take away someone's humanity, we start to treat them as if they don't matter and as if there aren't real life consequences to things that are happening. So like now she has to real life secure her life because this man that she already told y'all about all the crazy shit that he's done. And now he's sitting up here trying to make another track record to complicate shit. Like what? Like, but your clout and your clicks and your TikTok check was more important than thinking about somebody else's safety.
That was just like TMZ wanting to be the first to report when Kobe Bryant passed. And right. and the family wouldn't even know. They found out on the internet. Like, yeah. So I just, the power of social media and how we use it, we need to have these vital conversations. I'm glad that we are having the CEOs of these companies come before the government to have some of these vital conversations about these platforms in particular. But this is also fueling into the problem that we're having as just a society where we are just feeling like we just have so much access and can say and do so much behind these screens that we would not do in someone's face.
Facts. Facts.
So that's the black ass bottom line with that.
Period.
I need y'all to keep the same energy. I talk about selective outrage and participation. If you can't do that in front of that person's face, then please don't do it behind no phone and no keyboard.
Period and point blank.
I pray for her, but I was watching the live with her last night. Mm-hmm. God had blessed her with tickets. She's going to her destination that she wanted to go to.
Nice.
And ended up raising $8,000.
The guy she was on there with gave her the tickets?
No.
Because I saw...
There was someone else that had got her the tickets.
Okay, because I was just about to say, I saw another lady was like, tag her because I want to send her to London. To wherever she's going to Europe.
No, yeah. So she got the tickets from the black woman.
Wow.
And then on the live, they had raised over $8,000 for her to use on her trip and however she saw fit. And I was like, amen, because she literally said she had to pretty much start over with all that moving. And so absolutely. I'm like, if God can do it for her, I know God can do it for me because my God, God can do it for all of us. Because my God.
Listen, and that's what, so I forgot to put this in a transparency moment update, but that's what I felt like when Darius Cooks had my shirt on. Because I'm just minding my black ass business, right? Just hanging out on a Friday. And somebody messages me on Messenger that I don't talk to very often at all, right? So I'm like, all right, I'll get to it when I get to it. Message me again. I'm like, what are you talking about? Calls me, ma'am, relax. I don't know why you, because I don't do blind calls. Like, that's not a part of my life. So I'm like, what is happening? So I finally click up in there and I see the picture of his live with him wearing my Mind of My Black Ass Business shirts. And I'm like, what is happening? Get in there. And Bianca, when I tell you, girl, that system was so overloaded with all them orders, it kicked everything to manual. It was like, you're going to have to manually approve these and make sure that this is what's happening. Indeed. Like, what is, it was so wild. It was so wild. So to your point, how in a moment's notice, somebody can hear about you or see your product or, you know, hear about your story. And in a moment's notice, choose to amplify that. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there with blessings that you never even, where did this come from? Where did this come from? So yeah. I echo that. That if, because honey, your series might be who the F did I marry? Look, mine is who the F did I miss marry, dodge marrying, what bullets did I dodge? Like, there are so many stories that we have to tell. And, you know, it really just, you know, I've been on you.
I know.
You know, I've been on you. Yeah. Like, we've got to document these things. We've got to keep track of this. Like, we've got to pay attention because God is doing stuff. Like, God is moving. When I was talking to Kalanda earlier today, like, we were having the same conversations. Like, God is moving right now. And we have to be able to say, this is where I started. And these are the things that God was doing all along the way to get me here. You know, like, because there were moments along the way for me to even be like, today on February 21st, man, I'm actually happy and blah, 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 blah. Right. I can go back to 2-3 weeks ago when I was like, yeah, nah, you know, I have that record. I can go back to last June, you know, and think about what that was like then. Like, I really feel like that's important for us to be able to lean back, to reach back to those things, because God is doing stuff right now. And I do believe that the more that we exercise our voices, that the people who connect to our experiences will become invested, and not in a parasocial type of way, but become invested in furthering the work that we have dedicated our lives to. I do believe that. And I don't know where those people are. I don't know where those people are coming from, but I do believe that there are people who are looking for safe spaces to heal, who are looking to have these conversations, who are looking to be connected to people that are making a difference in the world and are leading with love. I do believe that there are people who are looking for us, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that in a moment's notice, somebody could tune in on Friday at 9:30-ish and hear, oh, I have something that I can add to that. I have a way that I can support that. I have a way that I can amplify this. Like, I just believe that. I'm crazy enough to believe that it can happen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because when I tell you, boy, this life has been lifing, but I am grateful to still be here.
It's a blessing. We've been through a lot. We've been through a lot. And you have been through a lot in a very short amount of time. So I am going to let the record reflect that I'm going to say publicly that I am glad that you're in a place, in a space where you are turning your attention towards yourself.
Yeah.
And I just, I know the healing that is located in that, of you being able to remove distractions and really be able to be true and real with yourself. So I'm excited for that and what that's going to look like.
Yeah. Thank you, friend. I love you.
I love you too. So we, as I told y'all, are here every 2 weeks. And I anticipate that within the next 2 weeks that there will be a lot more things unfolding in the next 2 weeks. I should be in my new apartment. What's it? It's my first. Yeah. So I might be in my new apartment.
Hey.
And we'll have some updates about all of these situations that are happening. But I do feel in my spirit that God is moving right now. So I'm excited to see what those updates are going to look like and sound like when we come back. So you want to tell the people where they can find you, honey, and remind them about Friday.
Yes, indeed. So you can find me at www.biancagoolsby.com. And I will be going live for the first time in the way that I love to and have loved to, but stopped 9:30-ish on Friday, baby. Petty B Reloaded. It is going down. We are holding people accountable. And in that, I am asking for your support and some of the mission work that has been done, that will continue to be done, regardless of how this situation shapes out in the next couple of weeks or so, because our children deserve better, our educators deserve better, and ultimately we all deserve better. And that's what we are fighting for every single day, is the three keys and uplifting that. And that's accountability, transparency, and integrity. And I love y'all. So thank you.
Amen.
Where do people find you at, girl?
You can find me at KimberlynJackson.com and at MindingMyBlackAssBusiness.com. MindingMyBlackAssBusiness on all platforms, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Patreon. As I mentioned earlier, just started a new podcast with my cousin on Minding My Black Ass Business called So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese. And it will also be taking place every 2 weeks. We just had our inaugural episode earlier today, so please to go and check that out. Also, on my Patreon, there are vlogs, there's behind the scenes, there's all types of receipts, there's all types of things that are there already. Just again, another plug that soon myself, Bianca, and my cousin will be doing some Patreon content of talking about what it's like to be out here in these Dayton streets and such. So that's also something else.
But listen, that man today, and the way he was holding Prince Henry in that picture that we got today, baby, I'm praying that picture
looking like a family.
Ooh, child,
he was cheesing, huh? No, you should have seen Dr. Poppy today. He was like, Nerves, girl. It was immediate. It was immediate. Sir, you all right? You need some water?
You better join our Patreon, baby.
To get better. It's a lot. It's a lot going on. So we'll be back. Our next episode is March 6th. At 8 p.m. Definitely, again, do share this. Do like, do comment, subscribe, all the things. Connect with Heal That Shit everywhere. We, again, are on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We also have a Patreon. So definitely make sure that you get connected there. And at the very least, y'all, give us a like, give us a comment. Share this with somebody else if you feel like anything that we talked about has resonated with you. So that's the hint.
Y'all have an amazing night, day, morning. Y'all back for the replay, and we love you so, so much. And until next time, bye.